Atzim Amirin. The Chutzim, if two people own a Korbin, there's no din Tamura. Like Rashi says, because the Tan Yaakov Amirin Chutzim and Ashutfim, the Fishakola Parsha Kula Nemra Beloshin Yochid. In the Parsha of Tamura in the Torah, it says those things Beloshin Yochid, meaning to say, only a Yochid and not Shutfis. It says clearly here, these two kids, the two sons, cannot make Tamura. The question is why? Eliamrit Loikanya, if you're telling me now that they have no kinyan, it's not considered like their korban, but rather Yerusha, just means they're taking over the father's korban. And they're bringing the father's korban, if so, Amure Nami Limru, let them make Tumur also. It's not considered a korban shel shutfim, they're not partners of two sons, they're only taking over the father's korban, it's the father's. So the father was a yochid, so how come they can't make Tumura? So Marin says here it's different. It could be really maybe... Shani Hossam over here, it's different. What Yom Akro, the Pasuk says, the Rashi says, Shani Hossam, the Afagav Lekanyalu, even though the sons do not have a kinyan in it, Rashi says, still it's Xeros HaKosavu. Here it's different. The Shnei Yorshamei Mamirim Zevach Shifra Shavim. Here it's a special Xeros HaKosav that the two sons, when they Yarshan the father, even though it's not really considered their korban, still they cannot make Tamura. Why the Yom Akro, the Pasuk says, Im Heimer Yomer. So this pasuk tells us L'Rabba says Hayerish. To Marba that a Yerish could also make Tamura. But the Diyak is Echod Meimer V'yein Shnai Memirim. In this pasuk that's Marba Yerish. In other words, not only the father that was first Makdish the animal can make Tamura, but when he dies, true, his son could also make Tamura on this korban. But only if there's only one son and not two. Because the Lashon Rashi says, Echad Meimor, to hold the Yerush Remor, that the Wadashning Apostle now, that even the Yerush, the son, could also make Tamura, the Korban Aviv, Mehoch and Afgalon, Im Heimor, it says Heimor, the Rabbi says Hayerush. Now the Hebrew, Moslem Michtav, Im Yemor, Joshua said Im Yemor. What's Lashon Heimor? That's a Ribuy. The teacher says, even the son could make Tamura. But still, Vachanami Beloshin Yochid Kosvei, still the Torah writes it, Beloshin Yochid. So this ribuy of Im Hamer, to say even the Yerush could make Tamura, it's only if it's only one and not two. So therefore it could be that the Yarshim do not koina, do not have their own kinyan. They're only taking over their father's korban. Still, if it's two, there's no Tamura, because it's a special because there's a cost of Im Hamer, a Lashon Yochid, and not the two. But Maskiv law Rav Yaakov and Apokot. Rav Yaakov asked the question here, Elamiyat, if you want to tell me this, you say that the two sons cannot make Tamura Gabe Meiser by Meiser Sheni. There's such a locha, if you're poida, you redeem the Meiser Sheni, you have to be Meiser for Chaimish, you have to get another fifth. The Pasuk says, Vim Goel, you Goel. If when you're poida, when you redeem your Meiser Sheni, see after the rabbi says a Yerush. There's a Chiddush here that even a Yerush. If the Yarshim that Yarshim is their father's Meiser Sheni, when they redeem it, they're considered like the owner, and therefore they have to add another fifth. That's the law of Meiser Sheni. If you redeem your own Meiser Sheni, you have to add a fifth. If it's somebody else's, you don't have to. Your own, you have to. So it says even a Yerush has to add on a fifth. So Chure Hachinam here also tell me, Echad Goyel V'yein Shnei Goyelim. Ein Shneim Goyelim. If there'll be two sons, the Yash and the father, they're not considered like the owner, and they will not have the voice of a Chaimish. It's not true? So, and Chur wants to make the same thing. It says, Im Goyel Yigol also Lashon Yochid. Someone says, no. Shani Maisa, Maisa Sheni is different. The Gabi Avu and Nami Isa B'Shutfis. Because even by the father, he could have partnership in Maisa Sheni. And then if he'll redeem it, he'll have to pay an extra fifth. And Rashi says, Isa b'shutfis. L'yashkuchon de miyat shutfim mipidyun ma'isa sheni. We don't find any miyat that shutfim to not have a loch of ma'isa sheni. O tumura in the time of Mishum, the chol ha'pashin, emar b'loshin yochid. It's only by tumura we said there's no tumura by shutfim, by partners, because the old parasha talks about loshin yochid. But by ma'isa sheni, since even if the father would have partnership with somebody else, and then he would want to redeem his share of the Meiser Sheni, he would have to add a fifth. Therefore, if two sons, Yash and their father, even though they're considered like Shutfim, still, they have to be Meiser of the fifth. But oh, Malay Rabbas and Rabashi, whom we know, from here itself, I have a question. It's going to be like this. If you can tell me it's very good that a Yerush a son that yashins his father, when his father left over the korban, now it's considered the son's korban, the son has a kinyan here, he has a schus in this korban, that the kapara should be for him. If so, hainu dechad miyumemer, then it's very good if the father only left over one son, that this son can make tumura. That if he takes another animal next to this korban and says, zu tacha zu, this one should be like that one, it's good why it says, then there is a din tumura. Because in order to be meimer, you have to be an owner of the korban. But if you're going to tell me, like Anyalu, know that the Yorshim do not have any kinyan in their father's korban, it does not belong to them. If so, heichi meimer, how could they make tumura altogether, even if it's only one son? The one that's makdis something, Rashi's Adam shenoda korban v'frisha chaveru mishaloi is chapaboy sa'noider v'hu memabol achaloi im amafrish mechaloi moistiv chaymish. If you are makdis a korban and later a mum happens to it, so now the lachur is you let it be poider it. So if you, if the owner hamakdish, the one that was makdish it, if he is the one that's being poider it now, he has to add another fifth onto it. But the one that receives the kapara, now here it was, Reuven was makdish this animal for Shimon. Shimon did a chet, Shimon needed the kapara, so Reuven was makdish this animal for his friend Shimon. So it says clearly, you mischaper isa tmura. Shimon, the one that receives the kapara, the one that has the ownership of this korban, that receives something from it, he could make tmura. But you have to have something in the korban to make tmura. If you take off truma samaisris from your own field for somebody else, you want a part of somebody else's tevel. So you're taking off truma samaisris from your field for your friend. That is a special hano enjoyment that you have, that you're allowed to give this truma to any kind you want, and sometimes they'll even pay money for it, and you're allowed to keep that money. Shalai, it belongs to the one that's being turim. Even though Reuven is taking off truma from his peris for Shimon's peris, even though Shimon is the one that's receiving like the het the tevel, still the tevel sanah goes to the turim. So it comes out that the makdish and the turim, they have the lochis, but by tumura it depends upon the person that receives something from the korban. You have to be a meschaper. You have to receive kapara from the korban. So therefore, if the Yorshim have a kinyan, that they'll receive a kapara from the korban, it's very good. Then that's why they can make tumura. But if you tell me the Yorshim have no kinyan in the father's korban, it still remains the father's korban, why could they make tumura? They have no kapara altogether, it doesn't belong to them, so how could they make tumura? So my answer is like this, I'll tell you maybe, mikva loy mechapra, maybe no. Maybe it's not really called the kinyan. Maybe the Yorshim did not really own the korban. That means kiva means that the korban is set aside now to be for the sons. No, it's not set aside for the sons. They do not really own it. But I'll tell you though, mikufya mechapro. It's like a floating kapara. The korban itself is not really their korban. But our koponim, they do get a floating type of a kapara helps for the sons also. In other words, the Ika korban belongs to the father, true. It could be. The Ika kinyan is still the father's. Just as a new type of a kapara, they receive something, the kids could receive something from it, mikufia, a new type of a lashon, a floating lashon. Rashi says, umishani, in the middle, mikiv yaloi mechapra, mikufia mechapra, kapara kavua, a steady kapara, shia yorish, bail of mamish, that to say this son now is mamish, the owner of this korban, aim no, that the son does not have. Hilcha gabi mincha ksheru, therefore it's very good. The father left over a mincha, and two sons, Yash and the father, they're allowed to bring this mincha. And it's not called the mincha shel shutfin, because they do not really own it. Avul kapora kufia v'tzofa memela yeshlem. But a floating type of a kapora memela comes onto the sons. Vilkach meima, therefore they can make tzmura. It's like the real owner is still the father. He's the owner of the carbon. Just, there is a din Yerusha, the kid's Yashin, the type of a Yerusha means that a floating, like it floats off, the Kuvra says Saf means floating, it floats off onto them also. So the Kinyan HaKarbin still belongs to the father. That's why the two sons could bring the Mincha. They do not own the Batera Shutfis. But our kaporah, they can make tumura, because a type of a kaporah, they do receive something from this carbon. They have to do with this carbon, they receive the kaporah, a floating type of a kaporah. We'll see this far again soon later. Iboil have a question like this. Kipru al mashebo or like Kipru. Rashi says, Kotshim shenizmuchu shtar lishman. Let's say they brought a carbon, shtar lishman. So yikrivu, you have to bring it. Utanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Lo'o l'shem chayv, somebody who's makdish a carbon oilo, and they shechted it l'shem shlomim, so he's not yitzis chayv, you have to bring another one. V'sarok lo v'yachar, miu mi boyile im kipru alachet, shuf v'shu olof. The question is though, with this first carbon that you brought, do you have a kapar or not? In other words, this din of shloi l'shmo, that the Mishnah says, if you shecht the carbon oilo, l'shem shlomim, that the carbon itself is kosher. Just the owner is not Mekayim is Chayiv, does that mean Mehilchas Neder, he has to bring another one, but maybe the Kapara, the forgiveness he has with the first carbon, or else maybe no, since the first carbon, he's not Yotzis Chayiv with it, it can't help him, he's like not the owner of it, it's like in the Dover now, it's not his, and he has no Kapara. That's the question, Yibarlihu. Kipru Amasha Bo, a carbon that's puzzle, that meaning that Le'ol L'Shem Chayiv with the owner is not Yotzis Chayiv, does he have a kapara or not? I like Kipru. Some Rosheshes, Braid Ravidi, Mistavra, the Svara should be, the like Kipru. The Svara should be know that the person does not have his kapara with the first carbon. That was brought Shalei L'Shma. True, they can still do the Avoidis, but he has to bring another one for his kapara. What's the reason why? The Yis, if you can tell me and think, Yis, Kipru, that with the first carbon he has his kapara. If so, Shani Lamahoba. Why is he bringing the second carbon for? He already has his kapara, he has no mochatoyim. So why should he have to bring a second carbon? So since he starts to bring a second one, that's a svar to say the first one does not give him the kapara, the forgiveness. That's why he has to bring a second one. Samar says, why? V'yelamai, say the other way. V'yelamai, what do you want to tell me? Loi kipru, what do you want to tell me with the first carbon? He has no kapara. If so, I have a kasha that also then. Lamahu karav, why do you bring the first one? Because obviously your question is, if the second one does not give him a forgiveness, what do you bring it for? In other words, the purpose of the carbon is to give a forgiveness. Give him a kapara. So if you don't understand why they should bring the second one, the same question should be, why do you bring the first one then? If you can tell me with the first carbon, he has no kapara, that's why you have to bring a second one. So the question is, what's the use of the first one? Why bring the first one? Like, what's bothering you here? Manashach. Manashach, one of these two kabanis is being brought without a kapara. Some Rav Ashi. So is it the Sarchin over here? The Hainu Kashmir Shlok. We had this question already before. That was Shlokish's question. But the Sumari answers like this. Omer Rav Ashi, Rav Shisha Brei de Rav Idi. He answers this and says, Hochiku Kashmir. This is what was bothering him. Like this. Not Mamanashach. Both ways, only one way was bothering him. It's like this. So if you tell me now the first carbon does not give him a kapara. So I understand why he has to bring, why he brings the first one. Shalai lishmoi, mikoyach lishmoi kasi. You know why the first carbon is still brought? Because b'shas you were makdish it, you were supposed to do it lishmo. When you first makdish this first carbon, you already did a chet, so there's a purpose why you're bringing it. In the middle of bringing it, something went wrong. So I can understand, like, since you started to bring it, continue bringing the first one. But your kapari you do not have yet, until you bring the second one. It's very good why you bring a second one. Oshani Lamahu Bola Chapra, that I understand. Eli Yamrit, if you're going to tell me, Eli Yamrit, Kipru, that the first one gives you a kapara. Says, so here's bother me, Shani Lamahu Bo, what do you bring the second one for now? There's no reason even to be makdish it. You have your kapara ready. So for the question now, this is, what's such a bikasha? But you made a nether. We're saying the insight is that you made a nether, so what, for your nether, you're not yotzi your nether. But could be that's good for the question. No. What was your nether? Your nether was to bring a carbon, and what's the purpose of a carbon? To receive a kapara. So if you receive the kapara with the first one, you're making your nether also. Yeah. That's the question. Why in the world should you bring a second one? Mm-hmm. That's as far as to say that about what you have to say is with the first one, you do not have your kapara yet. And therefore it's good why you have to bring a second one. Because you made a nether to bring a carbon oilah. What is a carbon oilah? Something that gives you forgiveness. You are over in Yisra Asay, Alav She'en by Maisa, you did certain Averis. You made a nether, now you bring carbon oilah to give you the kapara. So since you don't have the kapara from the first carbon, it's good why you have to bring a second one. Testimony we come out, the first one is not mechaper, but the second one is. He boilu, I have a question like this now. A person was mafresh a korban oilo. Now we say to bring a korban oilo, the purpose is, if you were over in Isser Asay, or any law that you don't deserve malchus on, the korban is mechaper. So is the pshat that you have to first do the averus, and then your mafresh is set aside a korban to give you a forgiveness for those averus? Let's say after your mafresh a korban, you chapped around and did another avera. The question is, can this korban now be mechaper on that aver also? You didn't bring it yet. Your only mafresh, you only set it aside. So that's the shayla. After your mafresh a korban, the korban oila, could it still give you kapara now? Me Amrina, do I say? Now let's see. More like this. Me Amrina, do I say? Me Amrina, one svar is me did they have a chatis that maybe a korban oila should be like a korban chatis. Ma chatis the koydem afrosh in liyach afrosh aloi. If you do a chet, let's say you ate chelub by mistake, you ate dam by mistake. If you set aside the korban now for that very you just did, and then after you set aside this korban because you ate dam, later you eat chelub, nothing doing. This korban chatis will not be mechaper anymore for the next avera. It needs its own korban. So just like a korban chatis, it's only mechaper on the avera that was done before you were mafresh it. So maybe a korban oil also. Avochanami a korban oil also. The koydim mafresh in. It's only mechaper on the avera you did before you were mafresh this korban. But liyach afrosh alai, once you set aside this korban oil to be your korban, that's it. It's mechaper on the avera you did until now, but not from now on. That's once for Adilma, maybe no. You cannot do not a korban oilo from a korban chatis. Loidami lechatis, not daima to a korban chatis. Why? The chatis, I'll call chet v'chet, boi li asuye, chod chatis. Let's say a person ate chalev, and then he ate dam. He has to bring two different kabbonis. Each chet you did is mechayiv to bring another korban. Just like the avos malachos by Shabbos, each av is mechayiv a separate korban. Here also, each chet, that's a chiyat koris, is mechayiv you a separate korban. So if you ate chaylev and then you ate dam, you have to bring two kabbonis. So therefore, by a chatis, even if you ate chaylev today, you're mafresh to korban, and then you eat chaylev later, it does not help this korban anymore. Because for chatis, it's special, each chet needs its own korban. But for hocha, by korban, they don't know. Kivon, you could come as a gabe, you could have 100 Isser Aseis by you. You could have a lot of averus. Mechapro, that's still a korban oil is mechaper on all the averus that you have. That oil could be mechaper on. If so, maybe I asked liachar frosh and not a mechaper. Maybe korban oil even after you mafresh it, before you did the avoidus, if you chapped around another chet, so you'll have a kapara with this korban. That's the shayla. So Toshima, come and bring your proof. It says v'somach v'nirza. It says next to the avoid of smicha, putting hands at the owner, put his hand on top of the animal. It says v'nirza receives a kapara. Says Benirza. So the question is why? Does the mitzvah smicha, just the fact you put your hand on top of the animal, does that give you any type of a forgiveness? The kapori from the korban is always the zrikas adam. That's the end of the dalat avodis. That's what gives you the kapara. That's what Rashi said before, that the shinu bailim is only on zrika. You have to mechaven that the zrika should be done for somebody else. That's when you receive your kapara. We spoke about before, that's the ownership in the korban, that you receive something from the korban. It's only the shazrika. Shneim the pasuk says, ki adam hu benefesh yechaper. That the dam is what gives you the kapara, not the smicha. If so, elamat tamaloyim of the somach. Benirza, why does the pasuk say, a somach, make a smicha, put your hands on top of the animal, the head, and then have a benirza, lechaper. So it means like this. If you left over the smicha, meaning you made it like a shirayim, like left over, meaning you did not make the smicha at all. Let's say you brought your korban shlamim and you did not make the smicha. So malol avakosev kilu lechipper vechipper. It's sort of like you do not have a complete kapara, but a partial kapara you do have. So we'll see what that means. Thus, by not doing the smicha, you are missing something. Even though the korban is still kosher, it's not liyikuva, mitzvah smicha, but something you're missing. Question is what? What does it mean? My love doesn't mean to say the keeper or essay the koydim afrosha. And like keeper essay the smicha, tevelay essay liach afrosha. What it means to say is You did a Nisr Asay now. You're over Nisr Asay. There's a mitzvah when you bring your korban to make a smicha. Now you did not do that essay. You mavata that essay. You went further and brought the korban. Let's say it's a korban ayla. So really, kechaparayim, with this korban ayla, should be mechaper kapara for this issa that you did. You're bringing the korban ayla now. You did 25 averis yesterday. You're bringing a korban ayla today. Now, when you bring it saying you do not make the smicha, that's another avera. You left out the mitzvah sesay of the smicha. So maybe now the fact that you're bringing this korban, it could be mechaper on this avera. That's kamashla. No, it's not mechaper on the avera of smicha. Won't be the Hezbollah, why? Because it's an avera liachar afrosha. First in the morning, your mafresh, you set aside this animal to be your korban ayla, and now when you come to bring it, you leave out the mitzvah sesay of afrosha. The mitzvah of smicha, that's called an avera liachar afrosha, and it does not help. So who you see here that this korban ayla is not mechaper on an avera liachar afrosha. So Mar says no, maybe that's not the pshat over here. Omar Rava, Esther the smicha kamrit. You're talking about now the Esther of smicha. You have no proof. Shani hosam the chokama deloy shochit the yoimid b'samach koi. Let's see. When is it that you lost the mitzvah of smicha? At what time can't you make a smicha anymore? You could do it all the way until the shechita. When you make the shechita, that's the end of the zman to make of the smicha. So, Amos Kevi Yesay, when were you mevatel the sesay? When do you have the Yisra Asay of not doing the smicha? Liach HaShchita. It comes out only lachar, at the beginning of the shechita, rakopon of the shasi during the shechita. This is the time that's considered you mevatel Yesay. If so, liach HaShchita lo kemi boilon. Then I have no question. That wasn't the question. Shechita, once you make a shechita on the korban, you cannot have any more kapara for maveris being done even right now. My only suffix was when you first set aside the animal, up until the shechita. If you did another avera in between, maybe the shechita can be mechaper on the avera that was done before the shechita. But an avera that's being done right now, b'shas the shechita, that shechita, the korban cannot be mechaper. So you don't have any proof. It could be maybe a korban will be mechaper all the way up until an avera that's being done until the shechita. Maybe even after the afrosha. So you have no proof in this case. Oh, Malay Rafuna Bar Yehuda L'Rava. Hey, Mawaron, I say, Kipa Gavra. The person has a kapara, and like Kipa meaning, Kape Shemaya, meaning as far as Hashem goes, he did something wrong. Rashi says, like Kipa